You have in front of you, if you have a bulletin, you've received an outline to the message, and there is in that outline a rather lengthy introduction, and when the PowerPoint was, when Betty got through with the PowerPoint and typing up the inserts, she had a big stack on her desk, and I said, "What is all that?" And she said, "Well, it's that introduction that you put in after we had already done the outline." And I was looking through some sermons on Gideon, and this came up, and so it's not my material, so I want to give credit where it is due, even though I do not know the name, but I thought, this is so good. I'm not going to pound on this morning, but this is what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to take that outline, that introduction. I'm going to use just a little bit of it, but I'd like for you to take that introduction, and sometime this afternoon, I want you to look up those verses that the introduction uses, and then tonight, before we have our prayer time, we're going to talk about this introduction. And these verses. And this is why I'd like for you to look those verses up. And tonight, so you'll have to do every one of them. Tonight, I do not want you to read it for us. But I want to be able to call on you and you tell me what that verse means. Not just read it, but what does that mean? What does that mean? How does that apply to us? You don't have to do that, but I know some of you will, and so I'll be able to call on you. In the book of Hebrews, the writer said, "The sin that does so easily beset us." And so I believe that it will not be the same for each one of us. But each one of us has a sin that doth so easily beset us. One that trips us up. One that may not be for someone else, but it's for us. And the enemy knows what our sin is. So, we're looking today at what happens when people turn from God. When they turn from that relationship with God and they turn to another direction. Sin will always, are you hearing me today? Sin will always take you farther than you intended to go. And it will always, always keep you longer than you intended to stay. And it will always cost you more than you intended to pay. It is like in the book of Ruth. Somebody, I'm losing my mind here all at once. What was Ruth's father-in-law's name? Huh? No. Was it? Come on. He did not mean to sojourn. Huh? Did you say it? No. What's the matter with you, wife? You always have those answers. He did not, my God, who is God, is King. Elimelech. Thank you. You just missed it with a B, that's all. Elimelech. my God, who is God, is King. And he did not mean to stay away from God, away from Bethlehem, away from the city of bread, until he lost both of his children and he died himself. And when Naomi comes back, she said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Myra. I'm bitter. I'm bitter. Life has given me a bitter pill. I've lost both my sons and my husband." He did not mean to stay until that took place. And many people today do not mean to stay away from God. They decide they're going to take a little vacation from serving him. But they never intended it to last as long as it did. They did not intend for it to cost them their children or their marriage. Here is a nation, the nation of Israel, that has strayed from God. And here the Bible says they sinned. Now we know a little bit about what their sin was. They were worshiping false gods. I'll start preaching here in a minute. But I see something in this. Where was Gideon when he was threshing his wheat? Somebody, where was he at? He's hiding?
Well, he was in the wine press.
Okay. He was hiding from the Midianites. He was in a wine press, hiding, threshing his wheat. You know what sin does in our life? It takes away our nerve. We don't want to stand up against anything. I'm trying to figure out where the church is today with all this going on around us. It causes us to be cowards before the enemy. It causes us to flee before the enemy. Sin in our lives. So Gideon was hiding. And he was threshing his wheat. So take your Bible and turn to the book of Judges, the 6th chapter. And look at verse 11. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. And what a privilege it is for you to be able to hold it in your hand, to have a copy of the word of God. This infallible truth that is the answer to all of our needs. Gives us direction in all of life, no matter what's going on in our life. "And there came an angel of the Lord, and he sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abizarite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites." The word angel, he's a created being. We'll talk about that a little bit more. God created him for a purpose. And lots of purposes, matter of fact. But he is a messenger. He's bringing the word of God. In the book of Revelation, they call the pastor the angel of the church. Now, I don't consider myself an angel, and I know you don't. Don't consider me an angel. But the word literally means a messenger. He's bringing a message from God. And so here he is sitting under an oak tree, bringing a message from God. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee. The Lord's with you. You see, that's a promise all through the Scripture. I'll be with you. I'll never forsake you. The Lord is with you. Even when you're hiding, even when you have sin in your life, the Lord is there. Now, does He approve of it? No, He doesn't approve of it. But the Lord is there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is there. And He said, the Lord's with you. And then He tells him what God thinks of him. You see, God's word for us and the devil's word for us is two different things. The devil would say, you're not worth anything, you never are going to be. You did this wrong, that wrong, and he keeps a list. And he can point out all of our failures. He can point out all of our spots and blemishes. But look at what God thought of Gideon. He said, thou mighty man of valor. And then Gideon turns loose. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all His miracles? You ever felt like that? Which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in thy strength, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Father, we give this into your hands. We pray, God, that you would open our spiritual eyes that we might be able to see the truth of your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.